I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hammer Time. Well, good morning, Buffalo. It's Dominic Cortese, and Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now. When you want the work done right, call Dominic Cortese.
Call Cortese, your man for home improvement. Celebrating 30 years on the radio in Buffalo, it's the Home Improvement Hour on WBEN with Dominic Cortese.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN. And how are you today? A little bit, little taste of winter, huh? So my question for you all is, are you ready for the upcoming winter? Did you properly weatherproof your house for what we're about to deal with in the weeks and months ahead? Some things I want you to focus on. The candle test, you hear me talk about that. It's a simple thing you can do with a candle. You would hold it around your windows and doors, and when you see a flame flicker, that means you've got a draft. And it's a good time to deal with that before we have the uncomfortable cold coming through that little crevice. How do you deal with it? Well, from the outside, it'll involve caulking, which we may not be able to do in freezing temperatures. But from the inside, you can use the window insulating kits and some weather stripping around doors as well is effective. So the candle test. Speaking of doors, a notorious place for drafts to enter is the bottom of your door. So a door sweep is a good idea there. Either a plastic sweep, a metal sweep, whatever can fit in that area to take up the gap is going to be an effective way to stop the draft coming in from under a door. Also, attic leaks. Pull back the insulation and seal cutouts in drywall for electrical fixtures, pipes, fans, and outlets. Now, this can be a big deal. More than it would take an afternoon to do, but a very effective technique to minimize the heat that infiltrates into your attic and therefore driving up your utility consumption. Adding insulation in your attic is another trick. By doing that, you will reduce the heat loss again there. But keep in mind, we talk about this all the time, when you add insulation, you need to add ventilation. So air needs to be able to enter from the eaves and travel above the insulation and exit through rough louvers or a whole house fan or a ridge vent. A lot of people ask me about ridge vents, and while they, in theory, are effective, they're a continuous strip of ventilation at the peak of the roof, they can be ineffective if they are not properly installed. The cutback of the plywood and the creation of the proper space for the air to exit is key to the proper installation of a ridge vent. So be sure to check that if you've had one installed, that you can actually see daylight through the ridge vent and that the plywood has been cut back far enough so that the air can exit. Programmable thermostat, now with the new advanced technology in Nest and those types of smart thermostats, a great way to save some fuel costs over the winter with a programmable thermostat that sets back that you can control from your phone. Your furnace needs to be checked, and you should have a annual inspection of your furnace. But let's talk for a minute about your filters. You should have a new filter in your furnace as we enter the heating season. And pay attention to the amount of dust that you have around your home. You will find that if you increase the MERV level of your furnace filter, that you may actually help filter more and filter out more and reduce the amount of dust you have on your furniture. But also, as you well know, having your ducts cleaned by indoor air professionals, a very effective step to reducing the amount of vitreous material that collects in your ductwork. Dust mites, dust mite feces, dead skin cells, all of that should be cleaned out as we enter the heating season. It'll help keep your air cleaner, and that furnace filter change and tune-up of your filter will help keep your furnace running smoother. Insulating your hot water tank can be a good idea. Now, newer units have factory-installed insulation, but older ones, you can buy the blankets that wrap around them. And, of course, you know I'm a fan of tankless hot water heaters. They do not have any storage tanks. It's an on-demand system, so you're not paying to store hot water. As far as hot water goes, you know, one little trick of the trade, if you will, that will help you reduce your energy consumption is to lower your hot water tank setting. Typically, hot waters are set at 140 degrees. Lowering the temperature to 120 will save you fuel, and you'll reduce the chance of accidental burns, too, at 140 degrees. Other things that you might want to consider is if you have a crawl space, your water lines that travel through that crawl space can be subjected to freezing if they are subjected to drafts. Drafts will cause water lines to freeze. So insulating those water lines can be effective, as well as insulating the crawl space walls to reduce those drafts. And you know, a little common sense along the way goes a long way, and getting ready for winter is something to think about right here and now as we are at the precipice of it with the first snowfall of the year. Participate in the program now by picking up the phone. Anything I can help you with around the house is fair game. You know the number, 803-0930. That's 803-0930. Outside the 716, it's a toll-free call for you at 1-800-616-WBEN. Cell calls are welcome. *930. You can text me as well at 30930. And you can watch me live on Facebook right now as we broadcast the program on Facebook on the WBEN page. So check that out as well. And if you'd like to email me, you can do that as well. HammerTime@Cortese.net. Brand new website, Cortese.net. Yep, it's all new with a lot of nice new features, along with a lot of the videos from Hammer Time TV, all embedded now in Cortese.net. Check that out. By the way, Hammer Time TV debuts February the 9th. More information as we get closer to that. But in the meantime, you could start seeing a lot of our recorded materials by going to the Hammer Time TV website or the Facebook page. Hammer Time TV returning for season 3 on February the 9th. 803-0930. Good morning from Dominic Cortez. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you. Before we talk to you, though, we're going to travel to Union and Michael Road and say good morning to our brand new manager of the Orchard Park branch, and none other than Sam Gollenbeck. Good morning, Samantha.
Good morning, Dominic. How are you this morning?
Good. How's things in OP?
Everything's great. You know, the sun is shining. It's a little cool today, but everything's going well.
There you go. As we wind our way through the middle part of the fall and the holiday season is looming, we still, at Lakeshore, have the 3.5 fixed for a year home equity line of credit available.
Yeah, you got it, Dominic. It's 3.5 fixed for the first 12 months. It's a great product that Lakeshore is offering right now. And even better, there's no application fees, there's no closing costs, and the turnaround time is really quick. And like you mentioned earlier about weatherproofing, the line of credit is great for all of that.
Mm-hmm. In addition to the line of credit, we also have some great incentives for you to switch your checking to Lakeshore.
Yes, right now with our ultimate checking account, Lakeshore is offering that, and you can also tie that in with the home equity. Many of our customers do that. They'll complement their home equity line of credit with an ultimate checking account to set it up for auto pay. And with the ultimate checking account, there's a lot of great perks and benefits, and new to Lakeshore is our Lakeshore Rewards program. So if you have the ultimate checking account and you use your debit card to make purchases, you'll earn Lakeshore Rewards, and you can redeem those rewards for some really pretty great gifts.
Okay. The phone number there at the OP branch, please.
It's 674-2066.
And repeat that for us again.
674-2066.
For 128 years, Lakeshore Savings Bank, putting people first. Ooh,
Come and meet me down by the shore.
Lakeshore.
The holidays are always warmer with a natural gas fireplace from Always Warm Stove and Chimney. There's still time to get your Always Warm fireplace from renowned manufacturers like Lopi, Avalon, and Fireplace Extraordinaire. Enjoy convenient, instant heat this Christmas with a natural gas fireplace. Choosing natural gas means no wood to chop, store, or carry, and no ashes to clean up. Natural gas, your best energy value. Visit Always Warm Transit Road in Lockport or find them online at allwayswarmstoves.com. Always Warm Stove and Chimney. If you're ready for the next hot job here in Western New York, Always Warm Stove and Chimney is now hiring salespeople. Located on South Transit Road in Lockport, Always Warm provides Western New Yorkers with a hot commodity, fireplaces. These full-time sales positions offer excellent benefits like healthcare, a 401k, and paid time off. Plus, you'll get the tools you need to succeed with training and lots of advancement opportunities. If you're ready to start a red-hot sales career, call Always Warm at 652-4118 today.
Richard Marx, live, February 15th. At Niagara Falls View Casino. Intimate, up close, Richard Marx. Like you've never experienced him before. A night 3 decades in the making. Richard Marx, real and raw. The Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter, live and acoustic. Visit FallsViewCasinoResort.com for tickets. Richard Marx, live and acoustic, February 15th at Niagara Falls View Casino.
Paid actors illustrating actual clients. Prior results do not guarantee similar outcome. Each case is unique.
When a car hit me, I called Salino and Barnes. They got me $6 million, 24 times the insurance offer.
I'm Steve Barnes. Is your accident case worth more than the insurance company says? Call us. You might be surprised.
After my motorcycle accident, Salino and Barnes got me $1.5 million, 12 times more than insurance offered.
I'm Ross Salino. What's your case really worth? Call us now and find out.
After I was rear-ended, insurance offered $100,000. Salino and Barnes got me $800,000.
After my car accident, insurance offered $50,000. Salino and Barnes got me $750,000.
Is your case worth more than the insurance company says? Call us. You might be surprised.
They got me over $600,000, 9 times more than insurance offers.
Salino and Barnes, injury attorneys, call 888-8888.
Main Street, Buffalo.
Take back your garage by having your garage floor coated with my friends at Gorilla Garage Gear. Yeah, if you're not storing your car in your garage, if it's just a repository for all your stuff, why not get that car storage back in your garage with emptying it out and having that garage floor restored and looking like new with my friends at Gorilla Garage Gear. What they'll do is they'll come out and diamond grind your concrete and then leave you with a durable top coat that seals and protects the floor against long-term wear and tear, and it looks like a new car showroom. They'll provide you a floor that looks gorgeous and won't track dust and dirt into your home. Store your cars in your garage. Gorilla floors can be designed from a wide variety of styles and colors, and each comes with a 15-year warranty. Get a new garage floor like I have by calling my friends at Gorilla Garage Gear and get a Hammer Time Radio discount. Call them now and get $200 off. Here's the number, 715-6927. That's 715-6927. Call them today and say goodbye to that dusty, dirty, pitted garage floor. Take back your garage by calling Gorilla Garage Gear today. Visit them online, GorillaGarageGear.com. Go, go, Gorilla. And remember, to buy right the first time, and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time. Go with
the flow. 10:20 is the time on Hammer Time Radio. Good morning from Dominic Cortez. And how are you today? 803-0930. That's the number for you to call. Anything around the house as we still can entertain your issues from last week's storm, wind damage, tree damage, how to handle those repairs as we go to the phones and start in North Buffalo with Marie. Good morning, Marie. You're on WBEN.
Good
Good morning, Dominic. I really need some advice. I don't know what to do any longer. I have a two-family house in North Buffalo with an open porch on the front upstairs. The wooden fence around the porch was starting to deteriorate and coming away from the building. I'm planning on siding the house in the spring and putting a new porch on. The wind, however, from the storm a week or two ago beat me to it. It actually blew one of the sides of the railing down onto the porch. It completely broken away from the house.
Okay.
I called the big vinyl fencing place. They won't do a second story work. Another place I called, there was a 14-week wait just for an estimate, which is what I need for the insurance company. Any of the other places I've called don't return my calls. I don't know where to go or what to do.
Yeah, I appreciate your point and what you're saying. The reality of it is that this is a bad time of year to for us to have had a storm that would produce any kind of damage, because most reputable companies are booked and are very deep with work, so it's hard to fit anything in that might be somewhat of an emergency. Has the insurance company come out to adjust the claim?
No. When I called them, they said I was putting the cart before the horse, that I needed to get an estimate first.
Okay. Some insurance companies operate that way. Some have their own adjusters that will write a check. I worry about the latter because it may not be enough to cover the repair. So it's probably better that you need to get the estimate first so that you are going to be able to ensure that you're getting the repairs done to the full extent of the damage. So it's probably better that you need an estimate. Getting one is going to be the hard part. Now, we could come out and give you an estimate. It may be a few weeks, again, before we could get Sheldon over there. But he would be available to come and help you with a repair estimate for the railings.
I see. Okay, very good. What is your number again,
it's, Dominic? Our office is 683-2100.
I'm sorry. Would you say it again,
sure,
please?
It's 683-2100.
Okay.
All right. Got it. Okay, dear. Good luck, Marie.
That's what I'll do. Thanks so
okay,
much.
Thank you for calling.
Bye.
Yeah, I said this, I told everybody about this last week, and I'll repeat it again. We have created a new department at our company, which we're calling Small Projects. And what we had found is that our handyman service was so popular that we were getting overwhelmed with calls. And it was also becoming difficult for us to properly track all the hours that were being attributed to jobs. So what we've done is we've limited handyman work now to 8 hours or less. And then we've created this new department, which we're calling Small Projects, which are going to be under contract from anything that would be greater than a day's work and less than a full renovation. So it's a big pocket of work now that'll fall into this area that we're calling Small Projects. We still have the handyman service, and we've actually increased our response time for our handyman service, and we currently have two men dedicated to just 8 hours or less worth of work. We can get to you quicker, and it is it's limited to only small jobs. We're also including now the availability for us to do things like install Christmas decorations, which we've never been able to do in the past because of the overwhelming volume. So that's our new framework that we're operating under, and it seems to be working quite effectively. We had some bumps in the road with our handyman service, and I had to step in to fix it, and this is the solution that we came up with. So 803-0930, thank you for your call, Marie, and hope that helps you get the right direction you need for that repair. As I mentioned, the time of year is the worst time of year for this kind of damage, the damage claims to come in because of what I said about the volume of work that everyone's experiencing. That's a good thing that we're busy. On the downside of that, you know, as I've said many times, and you've heard me climb on my soapbox about the trades being somewhat forgotten in our school systems, we're not seeing any new blood come into our system as far as young people entering careers in the trades, and therefore we have a limited pool of people that we can draw from to hire. We try to incubate and train staff at our company, young people that are interested in learning about the trades. That's a really good opportunity for a young person who's interested and doesn't really have any skills yet and is willing to put the time in to learn the trades. We welcome that openly for any young person who is post high school and maybe even has some college education, but no real career direction. We welcome that kind of person to apply for a position as well. So, yeah, it all leads to Marie's question about not being able to get an estimate in a prompt fashion. It's because of the limited supply of people that are available to supply our services here in this marketplace. 803-0930, that's the number for you here this Saturday morning. Anything around the house I can help you with as we wind our way through fall and staring at winter. Is your home ready? As I outlined some of the tips of what you need to do to get ready for winter. Anything that you need my help with on any of things on that list. We mentioned weather stripping. We mentioned attic insulation. We mentioned proper ventilation in your attic. Getting your furnace tuned up and possibly lowering the temperature on your hot water tank. Anything like that that you'd like to discuss this Saturday morning, we would certainly welcome. And again, as I mentioned, if you are still dealing with storm damage, don't have clear direction on how to go about repairs after the storm, if you've got a tree issue with a tree collapsing or falling against the house or in the yard, we can talk about that, too, here at 803-0930. Outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-WBEN, star 930 on your cell, and text me at 30930. That's 30930. When we come back, we'll be continuing our discussion about weather stripping and preparing your home for the upcoming winter, and we'll look into some other important tips around the house that you need to be constantly aware of as trends continue to evolve in our industry and the right way to go about repairs and all of that. So we'll be talking about that and mixing in your phone calls as well here this Saturday morning here on WBEN. 803-0930. Good morning from Dominic Cortez. It is the bottom of the hour, and it's time for the top of the news. Brendan Keeney standing by with the latest from the WBEN newsroom. Good morning, Brendan.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. With the new year upon us, there's no better time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and I hope entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
From the WBEN newsroom, I'm Brendan Keeney, and here's what's happening. National Weather Service meteorologist Steve Welch says much of western New York received a half inch to a full inch of snow during the overnight hours, but don't expect the flurries to last all day.
We are expecting the white speck snow to shift north and gradually taper off. And then this afternoon, that snow will continue to move north into the northern Niagara frontier and north into Canada. So by the mid to late morning, most of the lake effect snow should be out of the area.
Welch added that they're still working on the details of a possible winter advisory early next week, as they're tracking a band that has the potential to dump 3 to 6 inches of snow on the area Monday into Tuesday. The Sabres continue to struggle in recent weeks, dropping yesterday's game in Stockholm by a score of 3-2 at the hands of the Tampa Bay Lightning. However, they're right back at it this afternoon at 1 o'clock for game two of the NHL's Global Series as they look to stop the bleeding. On the other hand, the Bills are seeking their 7th win of the season tomorrow afternoon against the Cleveland Browns. The Bills and Browns have gone in completely opposite directions this season, as Cleveland comes into this matchup at 2-6, but don't let the record fool you, there is a lot of talent on their roster. The Browns come in as 3-point favorites. Erie County Clerk Mickey Kearns has lost his bid to overturn New York's green light law, which would give driver's licenses to illegal immigrants. Judge Elizabeth Wolford found there was no evidence that Kearns would be damaged by enforcing the law. Kearns had claimed he would be violating federal law by granting licenses to illegal immigrants and would risk being removed from office if he refused to grant such licenses. I'm Brendan Keeney, News Radio 930, WBEN and WBEN.com. Follow us on Twitter at News Radio 930.
Hey, if you want to talk about increasing the value of your home, more than likely a bathroom renovation is in your future. Good morning, it's Dominic Cortez, and people love the look of a newly remodeled and modern bathroom. A surefire sign of quality, though, is a beautiful glass enclosure around your shower or bathtub from my friends at Twin City Glass. For over 50 years now, the Weinholz family at Twin City has been in the business of creating elegant, high-quality glass for your bathroom. You might not think there are many options when it comes to glass, but trust me, there are, and only Twin City has a life-size showroom for you to explore and discover the ideal glass for you. Make sure you look at Basco, shower doors of elegance, and a wide array of hardware and loads of different styles and colors. Add value to your bathroom, make a lasting impression. Call Twin City, 694-3300. That's 694-3300. Stop into their showroom in Willitzer Park. Make sure you tell them Dominic sent you. And remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
The concert experience that launched a one-of-a-kind rock holiday tradition, Trans-Siberian Orchestra. The all-new Christmas Eve and Other Stories, presented by Hallmark Channel. Two shows, Saturday, December 14th, 3:30 p.m. and 8 p.m. Key Bank Center. Tickets are on sale now at tickets.com and Key Bank Center box office. Produced by Metamorphic Concerts.
Do you have Medicare? Do you want to make sure that you have more benefits and lower out-of-pocket costs? Hi, this is Brian Ferracci with the Financial Guys. You may be able to get dental, vision, prescription drug coverage included in your plan, all while keeping more of your money in your wallet. Schedule your complimentary Medicare review today to make sure you're getting all the benefits you're entitled to. Call 633-1515. Again, that's 633-1515. It's Medicare made easy.
Right on, right on,
right on the money.
I'm Roger Hancock, owner of Town & Country Furniture in Hamburg, where we're making America comfortable again. As the weather cools down outside, you'll be warm and comfortable inside when you get a recliner, sofa, or lift chair with heat and massage. Now, when you're watching your favorite team, win or lose, you'll be comfortable, and no matter what your home looks like, with 700 fabric choices, we can build it to your taste. Stop in and see our huge selection of furniture, dining tables, and two-sided reversible mattresses. If you think you can find it cheaper online, Town & Country price matches Amazon and Wayfair every time, so you can still get the best price and buy local. Our showroom features only furniture designed and manufactured in America. And of course, veterans never pay sales tax. Town & Country Furniture at 37 Main Street in the village of Hamburg. Delivery is always free. Make sure to check out our brand new website too. Town & Country Furniture, making America comfortable and affordable again.
David Bellavia here. It's hard to believe it, but storm season is right around the corner. Be ready. Call Vastola Heating and Cooling for a clean and tuned special. Vastola will do a thorough check of your heating system, including carbon monoxide leaks. and be ready if the power goes out. Have Vastula tune up your generator or install a new natural gas one. Stay safe and comfortable if you lose power. Natural gas is your best energy value. For over 70 years, Vastula has delivered expert, state-of-the-art service and installation at a fair price. If it's time for a new natural gas furnace or boiler, Vastula can help. They can even take care of manufacturer and national fuel rebates on qualifying systems. And Vastula's warranty can't be beat. 5 years on labor, 10 years on parts, and 5 years of free maintenance. That's 5 years of tune-ups included with every installation. Now that's complete peace of mind.
Vastula Heating and Cooling.
Call 827-8652.
Get comfortable with us.
Yeah, I'm sure you don't want to hear this right now, but pretty soon, Santa Claus is coming to town. He's bringing a sled packed with toys and 8 reindeer. Now that's a lot of weight on your roof, right? Hey, it's Dominic Cortez, and no one wants to have the house that Santa got injured on. If you want to make sure your roof problems get fixed, call the people that fix them right. Ava Roofing. Ava works year-round, no matter the weather. So while the seasonal guys are hanging their stockings, if you call Ava, you'll get the same superior service and value winter, spring, summer, and fall. Now, one of the things I love about Ava is that there's always an expert foreman on every job to ensure your roof looks and functions perfectly. Call Ava Roofing for your on-the-spot written estimate and project drawing. You'll always be happy with Ava's clean, prompt service. For roof replacement or repair, call 990-4793. That's 990-4793. Call Ava today and get a free estimate. Go to their website, avaroofing.com. Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And remember, to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
10:37 is the time on WBEN and Hammer Time Radio and Dominic Cortez. And good morning. How are you? 803-0930. That's the number for you here on WBEN. As we go back to the phones to Batavia next, and say good morning to you, Ray. You're on WBEN.
Well, good morning, Dominic, and the listeners. And I like your segue about Santa, because that's my question.
Okay.
I want to talk about carbon monoxide alarms, natural gas or combustible alarms, and smoke detectors. What are the best places to store them, or install them, I should say? What are some better brands and benefits of the variety of types that are out there?
Okay.
The reason I'm saying that is because my children are getting those for Christmas.
Oh, good idea. A smart idea. It's a great way to promote safety around the house. Everybody should have working carbon monoxide detectors. It could save your life. Carbon monoxide is non-discriminatory. It could happen to any house at any time, regardless of the age, regardless of the maintenance, regardless of where you are and who you are. Carbon monoxide can invade your home. So a working carbon monoxide detector is vital. Now, carbon monoxide detectors now have expiration dates, which was good because there were issues with the reliability over long term. So they now have expiration dates, and you should pay attention to that when you purchase them, and you should mark that expiration date on a calendar or put it in your phone so you're aware. I think it's 5 years now. As far as placement, you should be able to hear the alarm of a carbon monoxide detector. That means it should be near the sleeping quarters. It's a good idea to have have one installed in the hallway. If you go with a plug-in style, a hallway outlet where all the bedrooms are. And I don't mind having one in the basement where the furnace is as well. It could detect a level of carbon monoxide before it invades the sleeping quarters, which could give you some extra time to get out of the house. When you hear carbon monoxide detector go off, you need to respect that and get the family out of the house promptly. Call for help after you've been exited the house. Again, it could lull you to sleep and kill you as a result of your being unconscious as you breathe in the carbon monoxide fumes. So good idea to give them as Christmas presents. Placement, I think we covered. As far as brand names, Kidde, K-I-D-D-E, a reliable brand. That's the one that I see probably more often than not in most of the stores. Did we get all your questions answered?
Well, where would you install the carbon monoxide alarm? Near the ceiling, near the floor, does it matter? Also, natural gas detectors and smoke alarms.
Yeah. So as far as a carbon monoxide placement, again, generally a plug-in style unit would go in an outlet that would be close to the floor, and that's where I would put it, in a hallway outlet near the floor. Detection for natural gas is really not as important to have a detector for, because natural gas has a built-in odor. So if you smell the natural gas odor, that means you have a natural gas leak. Smoke and carbon monoxide detectors are largely combined now. You can buy units that have both in them. You can buy them separate, or you can buy them combined. All right.
Dominic, thank you.
All right, Ray, good luck with that. Thanks for your call, and thanks for being ahead of the game and being concerned about your family's safety. To Orchard Park next, and Jerry, you're on WEN.
Good morning. I love your show.
Thank you.
Interested in possibly getting a natural gas generator.
Okay.
I don't know if you have any referrals or brand names of doing such a thing.
Yeah. I have found in my own research that Generac is a good brand. But beyond that, what you want to look at beyond the warranty of the actual unit is who's installing it and the reliability of that person and their company and reputation, because installing a generator is only part of the equation. Having it serviced and maintained annually is probably equally as important. So that technician that you hire needs to have a good standing reputation with the service side of the equation. So my last generator, I'm on my second, had a Briggs & Stratton engine, and it blew out on me. So we upgraded to the Generac. We're about a year into the new one. So far, so good. They have come out already once and did the appropriate oil change and service. So that's something that you want to ask when you buy a generator. Are you going to calendar the service, or do I need to do that? It's important that you both do it. I calendared it, and my serviceman calendared it as well.
Sounds good. Do you have any referrals, perchance?
I would definitely tell you that. Well, where do you live? In OP?
Oh, yes.
Let's see. Zenner and Ritter would be somebody I could recommend to you, as well as H.W. Brick and Sons. Those are two good names that will provide you the proper service that we're talking about.
Appreciate it very much.
All right.
So happy Thanksgiving.
Well, thank you, Jerry. Same to you. Jerry's line is now free, and the number 803-0930 as we travel next to Hamburg and chat with Norm. Good morning, Norm. You're next.
Good morning. I love your show.
Thank you, Norman.
I have a ranch-style home about 60 years old, and my question is, do you repoint chimneys?
Our company does not do chimney repointing. You need to hire a mason for that. Finding a mason that's available for repointing is not going to be easy. But you'll need a mason. How extensive a repoint do you need, do you know?
It's pretty good. It's starting to deteriorate, you know, in between the bricks,
okay,
you know, standard brown bricks.
Yeah.
And, it's falling apart.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good way of putting it.
So that's concerning, because it could lead to further damage if you don't get on this. And what I mean by further damage is the more moisture that's allowed to permeate into the substructure below the brick. The core of the chimney is a clay flue, if it's a masonry chimney, which I'm taking the assumption that it is.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Yeah, it is a clay flue.
Yes.
Yeah.
We want to make sure we protect it, the clay flue, from moisture absorption, because in the winter those clay flues can actually pop apart on you from expansion. So
okay.
We need to do everything we can to get this chimney repaired as quickly as possible.
Company at all? Like
I honestly don't, and I'm sorry to tell you that, but I do not have a good referral on a repointer. The one guy that I used to refer to retired. He was a great guy, and he did great work, but he's now out of the business. I would say do some Google searches. Find a mason that is going to give you a good service and a good warranty. Check references. Actually call the people. That way you can know firsthand about their reliability.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you very much.
All right, Norm. Thanks for the call. Yeah, I hate to disappoint anybody by not being able to rifle off names for referrals. I pride myself, you know, as part of the core of the show here, is that we've built the Hammer Time partnerships that we have that are reliable people that we can refer to. But that's one category that eludes me. I have not been able to sink my teeth into a reliable mason. If anybody knows of one and would like to share, we would certainly be willing to entertain that conversation as well. 803-0930. Good morning from Dominic Cortez. You are listening to Hammer Time Radio on WBEN. Call Cortez, your man for home improvement. You know that smell when your furnace kicks on for the first time of the year? Well, for most of us, it's been a few weeks now. But I'm sure your furnace is running hard now. That smell is the dust, the dead skin cells, the bacteria, the mold, the dust mites, and worse than that, the dust mite feces that have settled on the heat exchanger of your furnace all summer long. Folks, all of that unhealthy junk burns off in a day or two. However, it's only the tip of the iceberg of what's remaining deep down in your ductwork system. My friends at Indoor Professionals can come over and they can blast all of that gunk off the sidewalls of your ductwork and with negative pressure, suck it all out and leave you with the fresh scent of Canberra gel. Peter Gordon joins us on the live line. Good morning, Mr. Gordon.
Morning, Dominic. Yeah, welcome back again from your world travels. But
yes.
At any rate, yeah, it's full on duct cleaning season here. And, you know, we're overcoming a lot of myths here. I've had a customer said, you know, you mentioned the dust mite feces. He goes, I'm super allergic to dust mites. And he goes, I need a central humidifier. And I have no problem with a central humidifier. But the problem is if you don't have clean ductwork, if you haven't cleaned it thoroughly in the last 3 to 5 years, you're just making mold in there.
That's right.
Like we do with air conditioning in the summertime. So make sure you get your ducts clean before you address that issue. And once again, for dust mite feces and other things, and maybe you don't have forced air, we have other solutions as well.
There you go. 683-3000, that's the number for you to call for your indoor air professional services. And each and every Saturday morning, Peter Gordon joins us with an extra special Hammer Time Radio only discount. What's it going to be?
Okay. Well, first of all, we have Lori manning the phones today, so she's anxious to get your calls. And let's talk about just for a second on the medical grade air purifiers. And I've been meaning to ask you if you've had time to analyze your electric bills on your high-capacity dehumidifier.
We have indeed, and I'm glad you brought that up. We have seen a drop in our electric bill to about 30% as a result of the fact that we now have a high-efficiency dehumidifier running in the basement that we got through Indoor Air Professionals, and a great addition to the household because it's basically doing more than just the basement.
Well, that's what we find. People just don't get it a lot of time. Well, they say, well, we have a dehumidifier, you know, and it does the job, and it runs all the time. Time out. It shouldn't have to run all the time if it's doing the job.
There you go.
At any rate, yeah, so you call Lori today and ask her about the high-capacity dehumidifiers, the medical-grade air purifiers, as well as she's going to offer you $39 off for a first-timer for duct cleaning. But don't forget, we've got, you know, over 50,000 repeat customers out there that could be ready to go again if it's been more than 3 to 5 years, as well as military, senior law enforcement, and first responders also get a little bit more than the 39 off. And, yeah, she's taking your calls right now.
683-3000. 683-3000. Got IAP? Get it today.
Breathe easier.
Breathe easier.
With Indoor Air Professionals.
For every breath you take. For all station contest rules, go to WBEN.com/rules.
Kenny Carpets is the most loved carpet and floor store in Buffalo. And there's a reason. Because Kenny has been beautifying homes since 1960.
To the Kenny Carpets.
The most popular sale in our history is on right now. Stain-free carpet installed with pad, just $2.22 a square foot. It's true, just $2.22. It's the world's greatest stain-free carpet with three different warranties for just $2.22. It's true, just $2.22 only at Kenny Carpets and Floors. $2.22, and that price includes installation and carpet pad. It's true, just $2.22.
To the Kenny Carpets.
Ask your kids, your pets, your mom, and your neighbor. There's a reason Kenny is Buffalo's most loved carpet and floor store. It's selection, service, and installation. And $2.22. It's true.
To the Kenny Carpets. To the Kenny Carpets.
Medicare Part D can be complicated. If you've got questions, Wegmans Pharmacy can help. Stop into your Wegmans Pharmacy through December 7th for your free Medicare Part D consultation. It only takes 5 minutes to see how much you can save. Wegmans Pharmacy recently ranked number one by J.D. Power for 2 years in a row. Highest in customer satisfaction with supermarket pharmacies. For J.D. Power 2019 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
The Kerfuffle Before Christmas 2019. Night 1, December 4th, Buffalo Riverworks with Jimmy Eat World.
It just takes some time, little girl.
Lovely the Band.
Like that you're broken.
And the Strum Bellas.
I got guns in my head and they won't go.
The Kerfuffle Before Christmas 2019. Tickets are on sale now at AlternativeBuffalo.com. December 4th at Buffalo Riverworks. With special thanks to Liberty Cab and Atwal Eye Care. All your info is waiting at AlternativeBuffalo.com.
Come on down for your chance to win with Casino Niagara's game show promotion running from October 11th to November 14th. We have $50,000 in cash and free play available to be won with three winners every week. Draws are held every Thursday at 7.05 p.m. Selected entrants will participate in one of three games. The highest scorer overall after three rounds will walk away with $7,500 in cash and free play. Must be 19 or older and present to participate. No purchase necessary. You don't want to miss your chance to win your share of $50,000 in cash and free play with Casino Niagara's game show promotion running from October 11th to November 14th. And make sure to join us every Monday to Thursday after 5 p.m. for the Market Buffet's date night promotion. That's not all. We have amazing promotions running all week long. Visit CasinoNiagara.com for full promotion details. Casino Niagara, we're just playing more fun.
If you need a new roof repair or a complete roof replacement, take care of it now as the cold weather is right around the corner. This is David Bellavia here telling you to call my friends at NBS Roofing today. NBS Roofing has earned outstanding reviews because they're honest. Call NBS Roofing and ask for a free, no BS estimate today. Yes, it's free. And NBS Roofing only recommends what's necessary. And if you book a new roof installation before November 15th, NBS Roofing will also give you a free upgrade with a premium designer shingle. This is an upgrade of an $800 value. And whether you get your new roof fixed now or in the spring, as long as you secure a date to have your roof fixed by November 15th, you're going to get free premium designer shingle upgrades. That's an $800 value. And you can lock in the lower price. Visit nbsroofing.com, call NBS Roofing, and ask Alex about scheduling your free no BS estimate today. Call 302-5522. That's 302-5522.
Hammer time.
10:54 is the time here on WBEN, and good morning from Dominic Ortiz. Still time for you, 803-0930. So we're talking about recommendations on a mason, and we've had some people chime in on the text board and on the phone. And until I actually have a chance to vet these people, I'm not going to mention their names. But somebody with tongue-in-cheek said, Dominic, it's hard to find a mason because they switched to making jars. Okay. Anyway, so I'm going to put you on the air, Peter and Alma, but I do not want you to give out any names. But I want you to rather to tell me about your experience with the Mason that you're going to recommend, and maybe off air you can give me the name. Did you have to look high and low to find a good Mason?
Actually, I'm kind of in the construction industry myself, so
good.
I already had a guy I kind of always have gone to. He's done my chimney, he's done my father's chimney, and also redid the entire fascia of my father's house, and did a great job. I've known the guy a long time. If there was ever an issue with any of his work, he'd come right back and take care of it immediately.
Good. You're hitting all the important points with what you're saying. Pricing was fair, too, I hope?
Yep, pricing was fair. I didn't get any other prices because he's one of those guys, handshake deal, I know he's going to do his best and, you know, not cheat me.
Okay. And properly insured as well, I hope.
Correct.
Okay.
Insured. He's been in business for, I can't tell you how many years, but
okay.
He's a great job. And he's got a great crew.
If you are inclined to do so, I would appreciate it if you would email me, hammertime@cortese.net, and drop me his name and his number, and I will call him, and possibly even entertain having him on as a guest after I speak to him. And check out some references, which you have certainly given me a good one.
Sounds good.
All right, Pete. Thanks for sharing.
Yep.
All right. Yeah, so what I want to try and do, obviously, is protect everybody from, any issues with the integrity and service ability of anybody I recommend here, because it spreads like wildfire. If I say anything on the air here, it's something I want to make sure we're walking on solid ground with, and it's an important enough service, you know, as far as working on ladders and on scaffolds. That obviously you would hopefully appreciate that I want to make sure they're properly insured before we recommend them. There's another name that's come up on the text board that I do now recognize, and I'll reach out to them as well. So thank you for those texters that shared the names of Masons. Again, it's one of those areas that has just been difficult for me to find anybody reliable. So again, I thank you for sharing those names that you have, and we'll see where that leads us. Well, we're always looking to add to our repertoire here of people that we recommend, and some of the areas that that we've really had a hard time with finding good people in is this one. So there you go. Hopefully we've solved that problem today. It's always fun when we reach out to the audience and get the answers to the questions. It's the show in reverse, you know, where you're usually calling me for help. Well, sometimes I'm asking you for help, and you've come through again today. So thank you for sharing those ideas. Anyway, there's a list that we're going to get into in the weeks ahead as we lead up to Christmas time of new inventions, new products in home technology that I'm going to just give you a little tease on before we end the show this Saturday morning. These are some great ideas that might be great gift-giving ideas for the upcoming holiday season, and I'll just give you a couple that kind of caught my eye. One of them is called the Sure Pet Care. Now, it's the Sure Feed Microchip Pet Feeder Connect. Get ready for this. Track and manage your cat's eating habits with the latest addition to the expanding ecosystem of Sure Pet Care products. Like the Sure Flap cat door that only activates for cats with the correct microchip. So now we can online monitor our cat's food consumption, as well as with a microchip control the cat door that they enter and exit through. So that's where technology is leading us. There's also some smart refrigerator technology that's really almost getting out of hand, where refrigerators are now, you know, making your shopping list for you Bosch Home Appliances, known for its dishwashers, Bosch has launched a new line of refrigerators that can keep food fresh longer by tweaking the humidity, temperature, and airflow. The appliance even enables remote diagnostics by service technicians and will send alerts to your smartphone or tablet, including making a shopping list for you. So there you go, technology. Hey, have a great week, everybody. We'll look forward to seeing you next Saturday. Same time, same place, same station, where we've been since 1989. And remember, life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.